Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Are you growing in your gift? You might say, I wasn't sure that I had one. It's interesting that within your life, there are gifts, talents, and ability. God has downloaded into your life talents, gifts, abilities, opportunities. You know, and the sad thing is that sometimes because of different circumstances, whether it's shyness, whether it's lack of confidence, we kind of lack that sometimes of stepping out and stepping up in case we fail. But I just want to encourage you today, there's nothing wrong with failing forward. It's pretty bad when you fail back. Fail back is I'll never do that again. But if you fail forward, is you're learning from the challenges that come your way. You're learning about life. You're learning about the good things that God has in each one of us. So potential lies within you. God has given you gifts, talents, and abilities. And as the seasons of your life go on, the Bible says he not only gives you a gift, he gives you gifts. So it seems like if we're faithful in our gifts, they are expendable. That God can open up new doors of opportunity as we fully utilize the opportunities, the gifts, talents that God has placed before us. As you will know, that a gift doesn't come fully realized. The saxophone player, talking to me earlier, how long you've been practicing? 35 years. He just didn't pick that up before the service and say, oh, let's have a go. No, he's been practicing, and learning, and practicing, and applying himself. So it doesn't start that way, but it grows into that as we keep moving forward in life. Well, you might say that your gift, talent, and ability is not a musician. A lot of us are the same. Some people have been gifted like that, and could I be envious? Yes, but I'm not wired that way. I've been wired some other way. You know, and it's interesting that a lot of our time can be spent on envying other people's gifts. And I think we need to swap that a bit and appreciate other people's gifts, but identify the ones that are in our life, and they may be completely different. Just as you have a body that has all different functions. Some are obvious, some are not obvious. It's the same within the body of Christ and within humanity. We are all gifted, talented, wired up in so many different ways. And I just want to encourage us as we come to the end of this series today of Are You Growing in Your Gift? Is that we don't allow our lives to be full of potential forever. If someone's got the potential to do something at 10, whether it's been a cook, whether it's been a mechanic, electrician, whether it's been a singer, a speaker, whether it's been an accountant, whether it's been you name it, and you've still got that potential of 45, I look at that and just think you have overrated potential. It's not potential is important, but practice is important. Habits are important that lead us forward. So I just want to mention a few things today that if you want to move forward in your gifting and talent and abilities that God's placed within your life, you've got to be diligent. You need to be diligent to develop your gifting. That is careful, persistent work and effort. And the good news is you get to grow in your gifting. Actually, you get to grow in all areas of your life, in your personality, in your temperament, in your giftings, in your opportunity. We've got the ability to expand in all areas of our life. I want to encourage you today, don't live your life too small. There may be limitations, but limitations, as we grow, they begin to expand. So don't live your life small. Smallness comes from yourself. Bigness comes from God. Let's keep on locking into God. We still need to add diligence. I believe that also as we develop the gift and as we operate the talents that God's placed within us, have that commitment to excellence. You know, sometimes we think good enough is good enough. Oh, that'll do. I'll get up here. Have you studied? No, it'll be all right. God will help me. You know, God helps those who help themselves. Are you with me? God's blessing is on preparation. Sometimes we may get caught short and God's grace allows that. But overall, I believe that God's blessing is on preparation. If you have a meal, you prepare it. It's interesting, society is going fast in the direction of we don't want to prepare. You see, even at garages now, they're expanding their food areas so people can get their ironing done, they get their washing done, people can get their meals instantly, people can get instant coffee, get their coffee instantly. And it just seems like our society is going away from preparation. But your character cannot be devoid of preparation. Your gifting cannot be devoid of preparation. Don't let us lose the key ingredient within our life of preparing. Ushers prepare. Musicians prepare. Cafe people are preparing. In the bookshop, in the children's area, the youth. Every part of this church, you know, there's a touch of God upon preparation that comes out as, in a word, excellence. We've been speaking about King David, where David was chosen as a young person to come and play his harp to Saul because the Spirit of God was, you know, lifting off Saul, and Saul would go through times where he was just so distressed because of what was happening in his life. And all the people in Israel, there was one person chosen, and his name was David because he played the harp well. He just kind of thinking, oh, that's okay. But how did he learn to play it well? Is he practiced? When did he find time? I don't know. Listen to this. I will pause and I'll say it again. You always have time to do what you want to do. If you don't want to do anything, you've never got time. But if you want to do something, man, you can find time. Oh, I'm so busy. Oh, no, Pastor, I can't do that. Oh, my wife, oh, no, I can't do that. No, 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 no. Then someone will call and say, do you want to go to the movies? Yeah, man, I've got plenty of time. Let's do it. You always find time, you know, to kind of do what you want to do within boundaries, of course. So David didn't get to play the harp because he had this whatever kind of attitude. He had diligence and he carried a spirit of excellence. You see, when they're looking all around Israel for a harpist to play for Saul, they didn't look around for someone that had all the gear. They didn't look around for someone that, oh, they got a good heart. No, they looked for someone who could play well. Are you hearing me today? Let's get good at what we've been given to do. Let's get good at the opportunity that's been afforded to us. I'm not talking about perfection, but I'm talking about that we bring our best in Jesus' name. Can we do that? We bring our best. I often wonder sometimes in how I got to be where I am today, and it still amazes me. It's not because of my smarts. It's because I just kept turning up and doing my best. I believe that's all God. Parents, that's all God wants you as a parent. Do your best. And pray that it's blessed. Whatever you're doing in life, just do your best. And pray that it's blessed. Keep the grace of God upon your life and have that spirit of excellence. I really pray that Inspire Church carries a spirit of excellence. Is it perfect? No, far from it, but carries a spirit of excellence. We're doing the best that we can. And just imagine if each one of us, we've got that. Don't have, it's got to be perfect. No, have it, this is our best. And in that relaxed spirit of this being our best, I believe it attracts the anointing and the blessing of God. If you're trying to be competitive to everyone around you, people begin to sniff that. But if you carry a genuineness, this is me, this is my best, I believe it's got the touch of heaven on it. And you carry that into your home, your workplace, wherever you go. Number one, are you growing in your gift? Diligence. Number two, carry a spirit of excellence. Ready for number three? You carry a uniqueness. Don't lose it. Why be like someone else? You are unique. Yes, someone else can sing, someone else can teach, someone else can do cafe, someone else can do car park, and they'll probably do it quite well. But no one would do it like you. So whatever your career is, no one can actually do it like you. If you fix cars, no one can fix them like you. Let's hope that's positive. Electrician or a painter. Mum and dad. Plenty of mums and dads. But there's no mum and dad like you. Or young adult. You are unique. And even the Bible speaks about, man, how unique we are. That God saw us as we were being weaved together in our mother's womb. Oh, how wonderful is that? There's such a uniqueness. See, if everyone's a copy, someone's not needed. God doesn't make copies. He makes unique people. No one quite like you. And everyone said, thank God for that. Uniqueness. In 1 Samuel 16 and verse 18 in the King James Version, it reads like this. Then one of the servants answered and said, look, I've seen the son of Jesse. So they were looking around for someone who could bring this music and soothe the soul of Saul. And they began to advertise for jobs. Harpists needed. On the trees, harpists needed. At McDonald's, harpists needed. Advertised everywhere. And then one of the servants answered, hey, listen, there's always someone watching you. Not in a bad way, someone's watching you. And if you begin to do well in what you're doing, someone notices. And here it says, one of the servants answered and said, hey, look, I have seen the son of Jesse. I've seen him at work. He's the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, okay, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech. And you just kind of think, man, this guy's been looking. And I just believe each one of us, we are observing. And I want to tell you, people are observing us. Not out of scrutiny, don't get paranoid about it, but you become obvious. And it became obvious. Here's this David. Man, I've seen him a number of times. He's a pretty good player. He's a man of valor. Man, he ripped the head off a lion and a bear. He's a man of war. He's careful with his words. And he's a handsome person. Have we got any handsome people in the place today? They're all online. Have we got any handsome people here today? Come on, women, men and women, any handsome people here today? Okay. I look myself in the mirror. And a word that I would describe myself is not handsome. Very unique. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm not down on myself. I think I'm a Superman. Don't worry. Yeah. But in reality, I'm very average. And we can be looking at others and just saying, oh man, I wish I was handsome like Adam and Tackley. And you can be a woman and say, man, I wish I was good looking as, there you go, I don't even know if, My wife. Got out of that one, eh? But aren't we into comparisons? Aren't we into comparisons? We look at people, what people wear, and then we look at ourselves, and we look at what people drive, and then we look at what we drive. What's more important is what's worn on the inside. What's more important is what's driving you. You are unique. And when you look in the mirror, and you might say, man, I just wish nose was this, and wish I had a bit less here, and wish I had a bit more up here. Wish I had a bit more Botox in my lips. And all that stuff's good. If you need that, you do it. But at the end of the day, you are unique in your personality, your temperament, the way you look, the way you walk, the way you speak, your swagger. You are unique. And don't play up to the bad of that personality, but play up to the good. You are a very unique person. And when you're talking about handsome, you know, I've met some really good-looking men, women, who look good, but man, they're ugly. Till you know, open their mouth and you're, oh, jeez. You've met them too. They look really good till they open their mouth. And then you get some people that look really average, homely. They're quite nice. I'm not saying that good-looking people are bad. I'm just trying to draw a comparison, as in, everyone's unique. It's what you carry on inside that enhances the beauty of God within your life.
Thank you for listening to part one of this message.